2021 we've been doing is that we have been meeting as part of, under Zoom code, as part of AMA civil society organizations. And we have established two, what we've called organizing committees. One committee that is in Bulawayo and involving civil society organizations, churches, labor movements from the southern region, and another committee that is in Harare. What these committees are basically doing is to look into the logistics. As you know, that Zimbabwe is hosting this year's SADC Head of State Summit. So because of that, Zimbabwe has the responsibility to organize what is called the SADC People Summit. And under the SADC People Summit, it involves getting over 2,500 people into a summit where they set the people's agenda for the summit. So what we've been doing now is just to work on the logistics around the People Summit. And secondly, it is to do sensitization activities around the summit and also looking at the summit theme. So today there was a media sensitization activity for Bulawayo, but the same activity has also happened in Harare, where the media is being sensitized in terms of what are the issues that the People's Summit is going to deliberate on. And then second, you are having regional summits, regional summits, which are sort of preparatory engagement towards the main People's Summit. And then from there, we will then, we will then mobilize towards the People's Summit. And during the People's Summit, we are hoping to come up with a communique which is going to be presented to the Heads of State Summit.
What issues do you see as likely to be presented to SADC for consideration?
The People's Summit has actually come up with five or six things that it is focusing on. The first one is an issue of around economic freedom, where we are talking about tax justice issues. And then the second one, with human security, issues of violence, issues of peace building, and issues of human trafficking within the SADC region. So those are some of the issues that we will be discussing around the People's Summit. Issues around trade justice as well. You're looking at the harassment of cross-border traders. You're looking at simplifying the tax regime, because you find that there's a lot of double taxing for people within the SADC region. So for traders or cross-border traders within the SADC region, we are also going to be looking at issues of governance, democracy, and human rights. Issues of elections, for example, are going to be topical. The credibility of the SADC observer mission is going to be questioned. What are the platforms for civil society and ordinary people to participate within the SADC region? And also, how can SADC organizations, SADC non-state actors, build people-to-people solidarity amongst themselves? And critical issues to do with youth unemployment and youth participation in decision-making. And lastly, issues to do with service delivery. So these are the subtopics which we are going to be looking at as we deliberate during the People's Summit. So currently, we're looking at how can organizations within countries build their messages around those six, seven thematic areas.